Jesus teaches us how to pray to the Father. And in the Lord's Prayer at the end comes the petition that we be kept from saying yes to temptation, and that our Heavenly Father would deliver us from evil. The reality of that, St. Paul acknowledges when he's writing to the Corinthians, who have had other preachers of the gospel who are insincere, who are not preaching the truth. They've come through Corinth and they've deceived the Corinthians. They come in with a lot of flash, with maybe training in all of the different oratorical skills and speaking publicly, things Paul doesn't have. And Paul says, you just happily just go right with them. And he said, I'm afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his cunning, your thoughts may be corrupted now as well. When we pray for the Lord to guard us and to deliver us from evil, remember the single greatest power to be kept from evil, to be delivered from evil, is what we do at the Mass. And you know that nothing is lacking in the Mass. The power of the blood of Christ shed on the cross, that very act of offering that Jesus made to the Father, all of that's opened up for us right here. And together with the Mass, then what you'll hear many of the priests who are involved specifically in the ministry of exorcism have said, don't overlook the obvious of going to confession, where if in any way you've opened up the door to the evil one in your life, you repent, you receive mercy, and in the sacrament of reconciliation, through your own will, you bring that to the Lord and let the Lord close that door. So the Mass and the sacrament of reconciliation are the two most powerful ways that we let the Lord's grace be at work to deliver us from evil. And it's good to go back and remember that. I love the St. Michael prayer, but the St. Michael prayer isn't the Mass. And it's just good to remember. I mean, the Lord gives us the intercession, the work of St. Michael, but the single greatest power to be both protected and delivered from evil is in the work of Christ on Calvary, opened up for us in the most amazing and powerful and intimate way here at Mass and in the sacrament of reconciliation. So just I put that out there to you just as a reminder of making sure that even while we're taking advantage of all of the other ways that God offers us help, that we not overlook or just become forgetful of what it is here at the Mass when the precious blood of Christ is poured out for us and we are given the opportunity to receive it. Nothing is lacking in the Mass. Because if we were to say something's lacking here, what we're ultimately saying is something was lacking there on the cross. And we know that's not the case. The complete work of the enemy was conquered by Christ in his offering to the Father. And as we draw close to that source of grace, most especially at Mass and in the sacrament of reconciliation, every bit of the power of Christ is opened up and poured out on us. That's really, really good news. That when we pray that the Father will deliver us from evil, he's already offering us entrance into the heart and the source and the full power for that petition to be answered.